escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jam-packed extravaganza between like 11:30 and 12:40, because we had all kinds of things happening. We had Greg Newsom on the show live with us. We heard from Shadur Sanders. We had to bail on Shadur to bring in John Morosi, who had some specific time frame where he was able to join us to give great insight into what's coming up with the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And then we heard from Dylan Gabriel. Tom, that was fun. I want to hear more from Shadur Sanders, because he's Shadur Sanders. And you just made a comment, and I'm going to ask you, I think you're right. We were just chatting before we went on the air.
Yeah.
He's the polarizing figure in this training camp.
Yeah, certainly the biggest spotlight is on him right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I know we're very early here, and things are probably going to change dramatically or will be different once we see them all on the field and get into some joint practices and some more competitive situations. But, you know, by and large, I was very impressed with what I heard from both guys. They seem to understand what their standing is right now. I'd be fascinated to get an inside look at that room just to hear what the 20 and 21-year-olds have to say to the 40-year-old.
Yeah. And the other guy who's there trying to salvage his starting career?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. So some big decisions to be made, and we'll see what happens.
We cut away from Shadur Sanders' press conference. We want to go back to it because he had some pretty interesting things to say. Here's Shadur Sanders about a half an hour ago speaking with the media in Berea.
Shadur, last time we saw you out in public, you were at the Rainbow Terrace event, and you were really embedded in the community, which you've done so much of that since you've been here in this short time. Mm-hmm. Why was it important for you to be there and just be doing all the things that you've been doing?
Well, I'll say it's definitely it's something I feel like God put me here to do. You know, regardless of whatever the situation is here, the fact I'm able to bring light to the community, to different situations, that's of course my calling. So yeah, I'm just excited that, you know, one decision and one thought is able to impact so many lives and have people remember that. So that's kind of like how I go about things. Nothing's ever like, I say, pre-planned or well thought out plan. Like it's none of that. It's okay, I've one thought. All right, let's do it. Like, and that's just how it goes.
Shadur, I know you said you're trying to maximize those reps, and you know, fact of the matter is, like, this is probably like the fewest amount of practice reps you're getting, like, maybe in your whole football career. Like, I'm curious, can you kind of take me inside? What does before practice look like? What does after practice look like? You talked about, you know, the virtual walk, virtual reality. Are you spending more time with Bill? Okay, kind of just take me into what that preparation.
Yeah, that horn is sick. My fault, bro. I don't know who cries the golf cart or something. Are they fixing that? Because that is, it's throwing me off my thought process. Yeah.
Interrupting our content. Hey.
Interrupting, man. Y'all can cut that. It don't matter, man.
Yeah, but just what is like before practice look like? What does after practice look like to make sure that, hey, you're going to get
See, it ain't me. It ain't me doing that. I don't know what it is. All right, I guess they busy right now. Before practice, of course, is jotting down all the plays, and it starts the night before, of course, but training camp, you get a lot of different plays each day, and you don't know who's going to get in what. So that's the exciting challenge that it is. Like, dang, you don't even know what reps you're going to get, so you got to be ready for everything. That's how it is, you know, in games also. So jot down the plays, understand conceptually what it is. I'll say from rookie minicamp and OTAs to now, I learned more in depth with everything, you know, so I'm just excited I'm able to have this approach with things and take full advantage of it.
What about after practice?
Oh, after practice, for sure, I got to get a good meal in. So that's the first thing. Get a good meal in, recovery, of course, and then get on the iPad, watch everything. Then I can't give you too many details on how I try to, because I got to, when I go in practice, I got to maximize my moments, so I got to study our defense, too. So that's what it is.
Sure, all of us keep getting asked the same question, and none of us had the answer, so maybe you could give us the answer. Why aren't you getting any reps with the ones at any point?
I don't think that's not my place, you know, to answer, to even be able to give the answer to that. I feel like it's not in my control. So I'm not even going to think about that or have that even in my thought process of why it is. Like, it's a lot of people that want to have the opportunity to be at this level, and I'm here, and I'm thankful to have the opportunity. So whenever that is, it is. But it doesn't make me feel down, or it doesn't make me feel left out or anything, because I know who I am as a person, I know who I am as an individual, and I know what I could bring to this team. So I can never feel less than, you know, in any circumstance.
I saw that your dad went down and visited Shiloh.
Yeah.
So is he going to come here and visit you as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm telling you, when I tell you I was cut off from the world, I ain't. it been hard to even make phone calls, you know, obviously, because you got to have the decompressed time for sure after practice. So I thought, but recently I've just been following up with the other former, like, Buffalo players and stuff like that. So that's really who I've been talking to.
Shador, when you say that, you know, there's been a little bit of everything as far as from when you first got here to now, just, you know.
In what regard?
It's just as far as, like, you know, growth and adjusting and things like that. But what's been the most impactful or significant point for you since you came in that rookie mini camp to now as you get into the early part of the training camp?
In the football world?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's hard to answer that, because what's important and what I feel like the biggest thing could have been last week is could have what I just learned today or yesterday. So it's always consistent growth, and it always feels like I just solved, you know, a puzzle or anything, like, all the time. So regardless if it's even relationships with the O-line, relationships with the receivers, talking to Denzel, you know, playing with him, like playing with all the DBs, different type of stuff like that, it's always big, you know, it's always a big moment. So I can't say what's exactly the biggest moment. I'll say just even connecting with the kicker, like in the sauna, just talking about God and everything. Like, it's a lot of different moments and, like, unscripted things that just happen. So that could be the biggest moment.
Shador, we heard from Bill Musgrave today. What's it been like working with him, especially knowing your dad has spoken so highly of him before?
Yeah, Coach Musgrave, cool. Yeah, he real cool. And he always tells you definitely old terms. Like, he's like a history book. Like, he tells you so many stories about different things. So it makes the room definitely, you know, it's a bunch of different age ranges in the room. So it makes everything, like, dang, he remembers a lot of stuff from back then.
Have you met him before?
I don't know. It's new stories every day. So it's like, and I'm fully bought in.
Had you ever met Bill before coming to Cleveland or not?
I would say probably in, what was before you got drafted? Whatever that was.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, the pre-draft process, for sure. Yeah.
But I mean, like, before that, you hadn't met him
when you were a kid. I don't think so, and I don't remember back then, probably not.
we know you have a huge following. Fans are going to be out here the first time today, first time you get to practice in front of Browns fans. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's going to be like? What do you think the reception is going to be like?
I'm definitely focused on getting completions when I get out there. So the external is cool. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for all y'all coming out here, being able to document everything and doing what y'all got to do. But, hey, when I get out there, I'm not thinking about it external. I'm thinking about more, you know, in the organization, thinking about getting the play calls, executing my job, doing what I got to do.
Shador, you got time for a couple more. You've actually been involved in the community a lot since coming to Cleveland, helping out mm-hmm. fans like the fire at the apartment. What do you think about Cleveland so far? How do you like it? How have you felt with the fans that you've met so far in town?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. Whenever we had the KFC thing, it was so many people there. It was crazy. So that type of stuff is just cool because, like I say, you live each day at a time. You don't know when anything happens. You know, you could be alive one day and pass the next day. So it's like I like to be able to at least make my impact and for you to actually, you know, feel my energy while I'm here, you know, and while I'm alive and why anybody else here. Because who knows, anybody could get a job somewhere else and then be gone the next day, you know, and all you have, the last thing is just the last memory. So I want to at least make sure, you know, my impact and my what I'm remembered for, you know, here. Will always be good at any point.
Shador, what do you feel like the biggest adjustment for you has been going from college, now being here, whether it's something on the field, whether it's the schedule now changing off the field, what has that been like?
I would say definitely like Shiloh not being there. I would say that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest change. Because, like, you know, Shiloh, he's the type to always find out and set up all, like, the house and stuff or set up all the different stuff. So now it's definitely a lot of responsibilities I got to take care of now.
Can I just follow up on that real quick? We've seen,
we'll make this the last
seen a lot of guys, you know, come through here, rookies, and, you know, especially when you're so close to your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys do get homesick. They don't adjust well to a new city. Yeah. It doesn't really seem like you're having that problem, but, I mean, is it so different to be in a completely new environment away from, I mean, you're so close to Shiloh, so close to your dad.
Yeah.
How's that gone for you just to be here in your whole new digs?
Well, I got a home here, so I'm comfortable, so. so I'm extremely comfortable, and we talk on FaceTime, so it's no different. Like, yeah, we're guys, like, we're just going to be on FaceTime, so it's no truly difference, I'll say. But one thing, he definitely gives me tips and stuff. So I got like a cold press juicer, and then like I've been having to do that because he lived like three doors down from me in Colorado, and I just walked to his house get juice. But now I got to do it myself. So that's the hardest adjustment with everything. But other than that, I'm thankful for y'all coming out. You know, thank y'all.
That's Shiador Sanders, and when you listen to Shiador do a press conference or anything else, hard not to root for the guy.
Yeah, he controls the flow there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do not miss being a part of those pre or post practice press conference scrums, man. They are not easy. You're having to shout over your colleagues to get a question in.
Instead, you're stuck here with us.
No, I love being here.
Kevin Stefanski is going to have another one of those that Tom's not going to be participating in, but listening in. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Phelps, Tom Withers in for Andy today. We've had a lot of good things going on, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Browns coming up. But coming up this weekend, Hall of Fame ceremonies in Cooperstown. And CC Sabathia, former Cleveland Indian, going in. Charlie Manuel saying, "I want him, and I want him now." And that's why CC was so good as a rookie.
Yeah.
Tom Hamilton going in with him.
Awesome.
And that's wonderful for Tom, an outstanding broadcaster and an honor well deserved by Tom. And I've been to Cooperstown, not for the ceremony. You've been there for the ceremony. I went there to visit as a fan. Tom, I stayed in an Airbnb that was like a block and a half away from the Hall of Fame, and the Airbnb was in the top of somebody's old garage that they redid. And I walked up with my family to the main street, and I'm like, where's the Hall of Fame? Is it this place that looks like the post office or the library? And they said, yes.
Or the bank?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that was the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a charming little town, though,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
It's going to be overwhelmed this weekend, though, considering that it's kind of Yankeeville North, if you will, right? It's such a, because of all the Yankees that are in there, and obviously the, you know, the following that they have. So that, you know,
CC,
they're coming hard for CC, right? So great that he and Tom are going in the same weekend.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is really cool. And then obviously Ichiro going in, you're going to have a huge Japanese contingent there that this weekend.
And the Japanese media has always done an outstanding job of covering their outstanding.
Don't they? Their top players
here in the major leagues.
Bring them. Yeah. So quick story. Now, so 1990, I covered the Hall of Fame induction ceremony weekend, which was, as I mentioned before, Jim Palmer, Joe Morgan, two great players.
They're really, stunningly good.
Really lucky to be there, right? So it's the Saturday.
And two great broadcasters.
Great broadcasters, yeah. So they're having the Sunday induction. So Saturday, I had to do like kind of a preview story. I forget what I wrote about, but my lovely wife, Lori, who was my girlfriend at the time, was with me. And as I was finishing up downstairs in the media room, we were in the Otisaga Hotel, which is this gorgeous hotel that's right on Lake Otisaga. It has a veranda overlooking the lake. It's where all the Hall of Famers stay, right? So I get done writing. And I go looking for Lori, who was just kind of wandering the grounds or what have you. And Lori, unbeknownst to everybody else that was involved, had wandered into a Hall of Fame, essentially like happy hour gathering of the Hall of Fame players. So I look in the room and Lori is sitting at a table surrounded by Brooks Robinson, Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, Hank Aaron.
Just hanging out.
Ted Williams. Just hanging out. And I'm like, Lori, what are you doing in here? She's like, oh, I'm just, you know, talking with my friends or what have you.
My friends.
So I walked in and sure enough, I was like, it was like being in baseball heaven.
Oh, that's awesome.
And nobody caught really wind of it until a security guard recognized that those two aren't Hall of Famers. They got to be out of there. So we were
properly escorted.
Quickly escorted out, but not for about 10 minutes of the best time I could have ever imagined.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Were you working in Cleveland when we had the All-Star game here and the 50th anniversary team, the top 50 players of all time?
I was. Oh, yeah.
Were you in town
then? No. That was 94, 95, right?
I think that's NBA, it was early.
NBA,
in the,
you're saying.
It was early in the arena.
Yeah.
They had a press conference gathering before that, and it was over in the Tower City in the hotel, and it was the same situation.
Kind of thing, yeah.
You walked in and they had every one of the top 50 guys sitting at his own table.
Unbelievable.
A round table, and you were there for like an hour or two, whatever it was, 2 hours, and you just went around and these guys were answering questions and doing anything that, you know, you could ask them anything, and it was basketball heaven. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And two things I'll always remember about that. Number one, Wilt Chamberlain, who the image was Wilt wasn't the most humble guy, maybe, and was, you know, a physically imposing guy and everything right. else. And he was wearing shades and a tight black T-shirt and like black jeans. And he couldn't have been more humble and saying, I'm so honored to be here with all these other guys. And he was sweating profusely.
Is there?
Like broadcast
He always did anyway, yeah.
And he
yeah.
was, he couldn't have been more humble. And it was unbelievable. And I really enjoyed talking to him. Went over, Bill Russell was at the next table. All right, so it's Bill and Wilt, right? And a reporter, it wasn't me, a young female reporter asked Bill Russell, and it was a great question to just try and get him, you know, get him going. And she said, what do you think about being here and being honored as one of the top 50 players of all time? And he went, you mean me? And she said, yeah. And he said, oh, I knew that.
So much for humility
I
there.
Thought,
yeah.
oh, that's yeah. just awesome.
That is.
But it's the same kind of situation that your wife stumbled into. That's yeah. awesome.
I used to value, you know, anytime I was around great players, whether I was, you know, covering the Yankees or not, and I had that old timers day, and,
yeah.
you know, Joe DiMaggio would walk by you in the yeah. hallway and it'd be just like starstruck. Like,
there's Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. That's really cool.
The coolest.
It's one of the benefits of our job if you're a sports fan. Which, you know, you wouldn't have gone into what you're doing and you did for years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone into what I did and am doing for years if we didn't love sports. And when you get to meet some of those guys and hang out with some of those guys, it's a pretty cool situation. And the same thing, you know, same thing with the Browns. You know, over the years, getting to
right,
know some
right,
of
right.
these guys. And,
yeah.
and football players, Tom, I think maybe more than any other sport, you kind of get to know these guys because you hang out in the clubhouse more. They're around a lot. And having the pleasure of working with Gib Shanley for as many years as I did, I always said, you know, Gib, the football players, they're pretty nice
pretty
guys.
Good guys. Yeah.
And he always said, they beat each other up for a living. They don't have time to be mad at you. And I thought that's
they
really,
want to hang out with you.
It's
yeah.
really true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, over the years, just some of the guys that you know, you get to talk to and things, and it's a really cool opportunity that we get that a lot of people don't get. This team this year, Tom, I thought something that was brought up with Andrew Berry in the press conference was interesting. And he said, my old team, the Eagles, they're not looking like they're defending anything. It's this year. It's all new. And that's why we think we can do some things this year.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, before we get started, I just want to acknowledge the people in Lorain in our community that are hurting, some senseless violence against our police officers. Officer Philip Wagner, who lost his life in this. Two officers were injured. Officer Peter Gale, Brent Payne. We are thinking about the community in Lorain. We're thinking about everybody in law enforcement that keeps us safe. It's tough, tough news, and I know they're going through it, and I just want them to know we're thinking of them. As they go through this, they're certainly in our thoughts and prayers. I just want to make sure that we acknowledge that before we get started. I want to acknowledge Jordan Hicks, obviously a player, a person that I have an amazing amount of respect for. Jordan played really, really good football for us, played at an extremely high level, and he was even better off the field and what he was able to give to this football team. So an amazing career, one that needs to be celebrated. And just want you to know that we support him, obviously, in his decision. We'll miss him, but he's somebody that I have a ton of respect for. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, about that linebacker, with the linebacking core, it's such a young group below Jerome and Devin. Just how much more does it require them to? I know they've played some football, but not as much. How much does it require them to kind of grow up as much off as on the field?
I think that oftentimes happens, Chris, in football, when you lose a player due to injury or retirement or whatever, there's opportunities that come up for younger players. And you know, in this day and age, young players play early in this at these positions. So they may be counted on, and that's why we're working so hard. That's why we're trying to be efficient with everything we do, maximize every rep and minute that we have with these young men to get them ready to play.
Was this something that you knew he was thinking about retiring, or
I don't want to speak for Jordan, so I'll let him speak for himself. But we talked earlier this week, and I obviously support whatever decision he made.
Kevin, yesterday at the end of practice, is that what you call opportunity period?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that something we'll see more of?
We've always done that. I am thinking. I asked Coach Schwartz if I can rebrand it to Hungry Dogs, because Coach has a great line that hungry dogs run faster. So that may just be called our Hungry Dog period. But that's copyright Jim Schwartz. But the idea there is, some of the guys that aren't getting a ton of reps, let's go get a team period yesterday. We'll do skills and drills today. We'll do a 7-on-7 another day. It's just an opportunity for those guys to get better.
Kevin, I know you've been asked a lot about Shador since he's come in. Just all the attention, all the focus, everything that, he generates, as he says, content. How impressive have you been just the way he's handled all of that's come his way?
Yeah, I think Shador does a nice job of keeping the main thing. He's working very hard in the building, in the meeting room, in the weight room, out here on the field. He's working hard and keeping his head down. And attention that comes with it in this day and age, that's something that our guys do a great job of off the field, is including our fans and what they're doing. But he does a great job of keeping the focus where it needs to be.
Siobhan has been in Hicks's place the first 2 days. Is his job to lose?
Yeah, I think all those things are what we'll work through, Tony. I don't think that we're setting a depth chart in any way.
Since we talked to Shador today, we asked him about the fact that he really hasn't gotten a chance to work with the starters yet. I know it's only been 2 days. Mm-hmm. But will we see a little bit more of that, or maybe the twos or something like that today, tomorrow?
Yeah, like I told you guys, we'll continue to rep these guys throughout the last couple days, next week. We'll move guys around. I think for any of our players, it's really just focusing on what you have in front of you, and he's done a great job of that.
Is Mike Woods going to be out there today?
Mike will be out here today. He's dealing with a hand injury, but he may be. If he's not out here, he's inside getting treatment.
So there was you signed a receiver this morning. Did that have anything to do with?
Everything has everything to do with everything, Scott. It's all connected. Yeah. Yes.
No drone forward today.
Not today, but progressing. He's close.
Kevin, was that period at the end, that red zone at the end, where Shador was out there yesterday, there was some bad snaps, I think there's a penalty. But I guess what are the coach moments off of that, especially for him, and maybe how he can handle that when things are going badly around?
Well, offensively, we have to do a much better job there. We had too many operational issues, just center quarterback exchange. We had a false start. So we can do a better job. And then, we repeated those plays so we could get some reps. But I think there's opportunities for quarterbacks. Even there will be a play where the quarterback is likely sacked, if you're playing real football. But we continue to play as quarterbacks so that we can get a rep of off schedule, get a rep of scramble drill. So even in those moments where, things didn't go the way that you want them, it's not clean, it's not three and a hitch balls out, I think there's still plenty to learn from those reps.
Would it be easier? Easier is the right word, but when you are watching a guy like Shador and the center snap exchanges going, it's challenging. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see him work with some higher level of talent to see what he can actually do with those?
Yeah, I think it's. I understand the question. I would say we will continue to rep the guys with different teams, centers, all of that. And that was, we need to be better in that period there, Mary Kay, which we will be today. But I was saying earlier, everything our players do is it's an all-encompassing evaluation. It's never going to be about one player, one period here and there. It's going to be about everything they do, including, this preseason.
Hey, Kevin, Martin Emerson, he said himself he was not happy with last season. So what have you seen from him? I know it's only a couple of days here, but even Camp and all that may be better.
Yeah, MJ's a very determined young man. I appreciate that he feels like he didn't play at his best. I mean, he's right. He's got such a high ceiling. We've seen him play at such a high level over the course of time. He will bounce back, and it's no there's no secret to it. There's no magic wand. It's just from him working really, really hard. He's a kid that is in here all the time, constantly working at his craft, working on his body. So I expect him to have a big, big bounce back year.
Kevin, Dylan was talking about, like, when he's not getting actual reps, the stuff he does.
Samson or Gabriel?
What's that? Oh, Dylan Gabriel.
Okay.
When he's not getting actual reps, you know, he values those mental reps and things like that. What are your expectations of these guys when they're not actually taking reps?
It's a good question. I think if you watch behind, you have one player in there, right? A lot of times you'll see the quarterbacks behind walking through the play as it's happening, about 20 yards behind. I think that's one way to get it. I think we have those walkthrough rooms up there where you can put it on a specific angle where you can get a full speed rep, and it's a turf floor in there, so you can take a drop. So that's one way to replicate it. But the term we've used is we're trying to steal reps any which way we can. Of course, the absolute best way is to be in the moment and get that rep. Unfortunately, you're not going to get every single rep. So how you find ways to steal those, you have to get creative about it.
Good.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it.
There's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski speaking today, and get ready. We're going to hear a lot of Kevin coming up in the days, weeks, months ahead. It's Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers in for Andy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.